Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The guy who, if he had a shirt, would have all these different logos on it for all the corporate sponsors that he now has, and that's our guy, John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I got to thank Bill O'Reilly again. This is really a career changer. His firing, I've done that. All his sponsors.
You got to listen. Are you like the guys on a PGA tour? Like you got like let's say like your hat is for Brothers Supply, and then you got a shirt that's like got the Sports Clips logo on it. You know what I mean? And, and your golf clubs are made by Infinity of Massapequa. I mean, that's kind of what you are now, you know?
Exactly. I got all those logos. Like a race car driver, like Tiger Woods. You saw the tape, right? He's got the Nike, the Swoosh logo
all
on.
That.
He's got all the time.
John,
but, yeah, I don't get the kind of publicity that he gets.
You're going to be...
You're
going to be a millionaire soon, because not only have you already gotten Bill O'Reilly sponsors, but any sponsor that leaves Sean Hannity Maddow, you know where they're going.
Right.
John Heyman.
You know what else? I heard he's getting, what is that, Spotty Potty? Kathy Griffin?
Squatty Potty.
Spotty Potty.
There you go. That would be the biggest one.
Oh, John. You're loading up. These people mess up, and you clean up, John.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
She made a bit of an error there, but
slightly, slight error.
I feel bad taking advantage, but that's okay. That's business.
That's America, John.
Dude, you're versatile. You're taken away all sorts of people.
That's exactly
Riley,
right.
Maddow, Hannity, whatever that woman's name is.
Both sides, too, right? Yeah. They got the conservatives. They got the liberals.
Yeah, you got everybody.
You got appeal to anybody.
You really. Oh my God! You could start your own network.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you. I'll think about it.
John, there's a lot of baseball to get to, and we'll cap it off with your NBA Finals prediction, so you could think about that over the next 12 minutes.
Give that thought.
Let's start with something from a few days ago, because we've actually spent a lot of time talking about it. People have been interested in the Bryce Harper-Hunter Strickland brawl. Obviously, Bryce got a suspension, appealed it. They took it off a game. Your overall thoughts on the all-out brawl we saw last week between Bryce and Hunter?
Well, I think Hunter Strickland is just an idiot. I don't know what else you could say. I mean, you can't hold a grudge for 3 years when you've got the World Series ring. I mean, to me, that's just plain nuts. I don't know what the guy was thinking about. You know, you got to be thinking about your team. And I saw Buster Posey got ripped. I actually give him credit. He was a guy with a rebuilt ankle and a concussion and not defending it. So I thought Posey did the right thing, not going out there and tackling Harper. And I think Bumgarner, give him credit, too. He didn't run onto the field. I think they knew that their friend is a moron. That's basically it.
Wow.
Bryce had 3 seconds to think about it. I think he did the wrong thing, and you have to penalize somebody who charges the mound. But he didn't have 3 years to think about it. As I saw Joel Sherman said, he had 3 seconds. So it's understandable, but... I would have liked to have seen the completely mature Bryce Harper. He's matured a bit, but he still has a little ways to go.
But they dropped it down to 3. I guess the suspension went from 4 games down to 3 for Harper.
Yeah, but you know what? That's still a bigger loss for Washington to lose
a great
player like that for 3 games as opposed to a middle reliever for 6 games. That's not much of a... I still think, I know there's precedent, I know the union will fight. One of these days, you got to just say, you know what? This is not a good precedent. Not 4, 5, 6 games for throwing a 100-mile-an-hour weapon at somebody. Should be a month.
But don't you think, in a way, that a brawl like what we saw is good for baseball. It has people talking. People are interested. It's entertaining. I mean, I get the risk of throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. I get it. I get the risk of a fight. I mean, a guy can get seriously hurt. I understand all that. But let's take a step back and realize that that was the most talked-about baseball story of the last 4 months. Am I wrong?
Oh, even more than Mr. Met? Yeah.
Yes, slightly.
I guess so. Yeah, I'm not into that. You know, hockey's still number four. They have fights all the time. I don't think that's going to be what saves baseball. I do think they probably need to speed it up a little bit. They're trying. They're not necessarily reaching their goals in that area. In fact, they've gone backwards a little bit this year on the time of game. But I don't know. It was talked about, but did anybody talk about it with admiration and respect? I don't think
so. You know
so.
What, though, John?
I was like idiots.
You know what, though, John? Hockey fights, nobody remembers hockey fights. Everybody yeah. remembers baseball brawls. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I haven't even brought it up. Even going back to, you know, Ducky Medwick, the Cardinal-Tiger World Series in 1934, even that. Marischal and Roseboro, Ray Knight wow. and Eric Davis. See, we remember.
Legendary.
These brawls become part yeah. of baseball lore now, John. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
Well, you make me feel good. I mean, I certainly don't recall the Ducky Medwick fight.
Well, I was two. I was only two. I was only two, John.
Okay.
Read
good.
About
all
it.
Right?
It was
you
awesome.
Can check it out. They were throwing stuff at Ducky and all
Bill
of that.
Bill Lee and Nettles,
yes, of course.
Yeah, I don't think this fight's going to be remembered for that.
Oh, you're
wrong.
Of course
it is.
You're wrong.
Yeah, we basically, let me tell you, John, we basically did the entire show on Monday or Tuesday on that brawl.
Yeah.
On
yeah,
that brawl.
I don't think it's interesting for now. It'll be forgotten tomorrow.
No, I disagree with you on that.
All right. We can't agree. We tweet.
Have we forgotten Marischal and Roseboro? Have we forgotten Eric Davis and Ray Knight? Come on.
Have you forgotten?
Have we forgot Tino Martinez and Armando Benitez and all of that? We haven't forgotten
true,
yeah. these things. We don't
yeah.
forget them, John. You don't forget them.
Well, we forget some of them.
Yeah, the ones that aren't as good.
Yeah,
we forget.
Right. But the classic brawl is it's good.
Yeah, no, it is good.
You think so?
It's absolutely good for baseball.
Classic brawl that Samar just smacked heads with Morse, and the poor Morse had been retired. Now he's on the DL.
Look, John.
Bill Lee hurt his shoulder, too. But, I mean, still, I mean, you
know.
Still remember him, John.
It stinks. Nothing
yeah.
is perfect.
Well, he was memorable anyway. He was a spaceman.
He was
yes,
the spaceman.
The spaceman.
Yeah.
He was tremendous.
John,
yes.
How? I mean, on a scale from 1 to 10, your worry about Tanaka right now, because he took a step forward with a 13-strikeout
yeah.
game yesterday, was not good.
Yeah, I would say it's high. I'm going to give it a 7. Yeah, he's had some not good ones. I was there opening day when he got killed by the Rays, a team that he had absolutely dominated. I think he might have given up 1 or 0 runs against them previously. I don't know. He dominated them. And, yeah, he's been inconsistent this year. You got to wonder, at 3 years and 60-something million after the year, normally that's an easy opt-out. But I think between the potential elbow and the inconsistency, he's got to take that and not opt out. He's not been that good. Now, as far as the Yankees go, the rest of the pitchers have overperformed. Severino looks like he's on the verge of stardom, and they got plenty of prospects that they can line up for a nice trade, and there'll be plenty of pitchers out on the market. So Yankees are in very good shape right now.
Yeah, no, they've been terrific. There's no doubt about it. Now, on the other side of town, it hasn't been so terrific. DeGrom was terrible last night. After it looked like he really turned the corner and was back to being, you know, being DeGrom. What about your right now? The state of the Mets in your mind? What's your feel?
I guess I'm going to be saying this for a little while. I think it's still early. They still have a lot of games with the Braves and the Phillies and the Marlins. And by the way, the Phillies—they can't beat anybody. I mean, they just got swept at the Marlins, 6-22 for the May. That's as bad as you can be. So. The schedule favors them. Cespedes should be back. I'm hearing potentially at Texas next week.
Right, right.
So we got that to look forward to, and Syndergaard will be back at some point, we think. I don't know about Familia. I mean, they're going to have to bulk up that bullpen if they're really going to contend, I think. But I'm not giving up, if that's what you're getting at. It's not time to give up. I know.
Well,
no, I'm not giving up. I just want to get your take.
You got Mr. Met there. You got a lot of problems. But
John, that wasn't you doubling as Mr. Met now, was it?
Yeah, I know. Between the with that thing that was found in somebody's locker and the
thing
that Harvey went on, or
yes,
whatever he did.
Yeah, well,
and the Mr. Met. We've had a few things. Now those things to me, those are memorable, more memorable than an idiot brawling with a superstar.
Come on,
John. You're telling me an adult toy in the locker of Kevin Plawecki is more entertaining than Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland punching each other? Come on.
Well, Bryce Harper got
remember
that forever. But Bryce Harper didn't get hurt. It's Michael Morris, you know. Unfortunately, I don't want to diminish anybody's pain, especially the head. But I think we're not going to remember this a year from now.
John, we're talking baseball with John Heyman. Now, you mentioned how it's early. And I think an example of how, and this is a good and a bad thing for this team, the good is that it was early for the Blue Jays, and here they are. They've been the best team in the American League East over the last month. I mean, that's not an insult at the Yankees or the Red Sox. The Blue Jays have been. I think they're like 17-6 in their last 23 games, whatever it is. They've played really good baseball. The problem is for them, they're still 5.5 games out because they got off to the awful start. They were 6-17 at one point. When you look at the Blue Jays, and I think this is a very intriguing four-game series for both teams. It's bigger for Toronto because they've created this hole for themselves, being 5.5 games back. But what do you make of the Blue Jays? Because this was a team, I know I thought they were going to win the American League East. I think you thought they would be good. What's your thought on them as they enter June after really playing good baseball over the last month?
Yeah, good team. They're clearly in it. I know people have swung back and forth. Dan Plesac on MLB Network picked them for the World Series, and then he jumped off them and said they were done. It was over about a month ago, and now I saw them back on and said they're back in. So it's a tough thing to figure, but I think the fact they now have Donaldson back, they have Tulo back, Hap just came back. Liriano will be back very, very soon. And then Sanchez after him. So none of these are long injuries. None of them are a Syndergaard or a Familia. We're going to be out for months. So, and every team's got flaws. Baltimore's got the pitching flaw, I think. I mean, to me, the Yankees are clearly have been, at least to this point, clearly the best team. But no team is perfect, and the Blue Jays are good, and they're in it. So I think they've got a shot. They were one of my playoff teams at the beginning. I'll admit that. Now, I wouldn't admit that a month ago, but I'll admit that today.
All right, the Cubs, all of a sudden, what's going on with them? They're two games under 500. They went on this Western trip, got swept. They got swept by the Padres three games. Well, what about where the Cubs are right now? Are you worried about them, John?
A little bit. Finally, I am. Yeah, I mean, the hangover can be big. It can last for more than a month or 2 months, and we're 2 months in now, and obviously, they didn't just have a championship. They had a historic championship, and it's tough to come back after that, not just because you play into November, but just all of the hoopla surrounding it. Even though they don't have a 86 Mets group was out there partying, I think Chris Bryant's never had a drink, never placed a bet. Guy lives in Las Vegas his whole life. That's the kind of guys they have, but there's still a hangover, whether you drink or not. So I think that's it. And they're having their fun, the Joe Madden fun. They dressed as 70s outfits on this trip and got shellacked. They probably should remember that the Cubs absolutely stunk in the 70s. That was not a good omen for them.
Here's the thing.
That's true.
We were just talking about Toronto, how they've played really good baseball over a month. They're still 5.5 games out. They created such a hole. The Cubs have lost 6 in a row. They're playing badly. They're 2 games out in the loss column. And they're trailing the Brewers, who are not that good. I mean, it's obvious. Just watch them. They're not that good of a team. So despite how badly they're playing, I'd feel pretty good if I'm them. I'm right there. I'm not buried the way Toronto and the Mets have buried themselves.
Oh, no, I think the Cubs are going to make the playoffs, but I'm worried about them in terms of being the World Series favorite. I'm not sure that that's the case at the moment. They're really going to have to get their head out of you-know-where to really be that. I think they'll definitely be in the playoffs. I wouldn't sell Milwaukee short. They're probably a year away from really being good, but you've seen them. They can hit. They got more good players than you realize.
No, I am very confident they will finish under 500. That's all I'll say. I'm not saying they're going to lose 90 games. They will finish under 500.
I probably don't have the pitching, but I don't know.
Friendly bet.
All right, friendly bet. All right.
John, now we got your pick on the NBA Finals. Who do you like, and how many
games?
I know
everybody's been waiting for this. First, you got to tell me who's in. No,
come on. You know who's in, John.
You do it since October.
I'm not asking you who's in the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm asking you who's in the NBA Finals.
All right,
so I know
good.
You know the answer to that.
I do know, of course, because that's all we do in the NBA is wait for the finals at this point. You don't even follow the pre-stuff. So, I mean, you got to go with Golden State, right? I mean, Durant went there to win the title. I can't see them losing. I mean, I guess you could say, I said that last year, and then, of course, Cleveland with LeBron, they got quite a good team, but I'm going with Golden State. Golden State.
And how many?
Seven.
You said you'd go, you picked seven.
That's right.
Okay.
I correctly predicted
you
your prediction.
You said that's exactly what you would pick, John.
Well, you knew what kind of team I liked. Not a shocker. That's my
John.
Team. And I feel bad for Steve Kerr. He's a great guy, and the poor guy, he can't coach. I think they get the sympathy vote at this point. Even with Durant now joining the team of superstars, which I think a lot of people didn't like, I think there's a little sympathy on this Golden State side.
John, always a pleasure. We have much sympathy for you, John. We don't know why, but God knows
everybody
we do.
Everybody has that. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Okay.
Ernie says you got to go, John. We love you, though. You know, we love you, John.
Bye, Ernie.
Bye, John. John Heyman on the baseball and the NBA Finals.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.